views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to do this show today. During the time I was off, I was lucky enough to have one of the guests and family members of Silver Gaia Radio to work with me. And it was really hard for me to call her at first and say, hey, I need some help with this transition that I'm going through. Toni Green, she bent over backwards for me. And she would call me at 10 o'clock, which would be 12 o'clock her time, and saying, hey, I got a message from your mom. You know, or I got this message or that message. And she does this with a lot of people. Today's show is about celebrating Toni and everything that she has given to the world and to other people. But first of all, I want to say hi to my new producer. Hi, Carter.
Hello, hello.
Hey, we're going to have a good show together. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
Been looking forward to all this week. We've kind of had some rough patches in the past. Sorry, I can't speak. But I'm looking forward to this smoothly ran show.
Hey, and you know what's okay about not speaking? I have dentures at work. Okay, so you're fine. All right, so let's bring on Toni. Hi, Toni. How are you doing?
Hey, Bree. How are you today?
I am fine. This is all about celebrating you and all the things that you did for me. So let's start from the beginning. You came on as a guest on Silver Gaia Radio a year ago. And we talked about your books and your medium and your, you know, different things. And then all of a sudden you work up to three television shows, right?
Yep.
And then you finish 5 books and now you have your show on Blog Talk. But you've made time for other people that you know when they've needed help. And the one thing I want to say is, you know, we helped each other in different things. So we always had an equal exchange going on. But during the time when I was so lonely and I couldn't explain it to nobody, you would come across and say, hey, guess what? I can help you.
Well, yeah, I think that's a part. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh, no. And I'm so thankful that you were able to help me. And I'm sorry that my parents kept coming in and bugging you at 12 o'clock at night.
It's never a bother. You know, I always say when they really need to get a message to somebody, they'll work through whomever they can. Now, sometimes we get messages from a person, let's just say a friend who's not a medium, and it sounds like something our parents would have said to us. Well, they're just working through that person, and that person might not realize that like your parents would be working through them. But it's, I have to say, I don't take credit, but then that also allows me not to take blame. but honestly, this is all of them from up above truly trying to help us and letting us know it's going to be okay. And that we are all on the right path. They understand how difficult this life can be, our journey can be, and they want to be there for us. They want to give us that guidance and that help and to give us that reassurance that we need at times.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. You know, the other thing is sometimes they don't come through like angelic is what I want to say. they really give us messages like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get yourself going.
Yeah, they have to. But that's the same thing an angel would say. Angels aren't always fluffy, cushy. They'll tell you like it is, and they'll let you know what you need to do.
And that's so true. And that's what I wanted to hear from you, because, you know, I know that and you know that, but our listeners don't know that.
Right.
You know, a lot of them do, but you know what I'm saying? Just some do, some don't. But it's so important that we know that when they come through and they yell at us, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, my mom, half German, half English, and I have to tell you what the word is, right?
Right.
And we sit there and we talk about it. But, you know, I just want to thank you so much.
Absolutely, Bree. It's my pleasure. And I am truly grateful, not only to be able to bring you those messages, but anybody in need. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've ran across so many different people that didn't have the money that needed help. And you and I have done this, and I know others have done this, where we've taken our time and we've helped them. There's always an equal exchange through the universe. Look at you now. 3 television shows, 5 books, now your radio show. The universe helped you in its own way also, even when the person couldn't pay you. And, you know, and that's one thing that's really important. People need to understand we're always there for them.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why I do the radio show, and that's why I do the television shows, because that's a way that I can, if people can't afford a reading or they just want to have one question answered, they can call into that radio show. They can get those questions answered and I can help them that way.
Right. So, hey, I got an idea. You ready for this? Carter.
Sure. Yes.
Hello?
You got a question for Tony, maybe?
Oh, great. Yeah. Hey, Carter.
Yeah.
How did you get into this lifestyle, into this line of work?
Okay, that's a really good question. So for as long, when I was younger, I didn't realize I was psychic, I was a channel, or that I didn't understand what psychic, channel, or being a medium or seeing ghosts or feeling ghosts was. But looking back now, I realized that for as long as I could remember, these gifts were there, they were prevalent. I would walk up to somebody and give them a message and then just walk away. And it was something like completely unrelated to what they were talking about. I remember getting in trouble because my aunts would be visiting my mom and I'd walk up and blurb something out about their personal life and how it was going to be okay. And my aunts would think my mom was, you know, telling me about their lives, and not true at all. So we fast forward and into adulthood. I'm working in the fitness industry, promotions, advertising, da da da. And then I have my third near death experience, and I can't go back into the fitness industry, and nobody is responding to my to the resumes I'm sending out. So I start doing healing work, and the way that started is very coincidental, which, by the way, there are no coincidences. And then hypnosis, right. But all of my clients that were coming in, I would give them all these messages, and they would say, I want to come back. I want more messages. And I was like, no, but I'm a hypnotist. So it's still not realizing, what I was doing and not even able to really give it a name until I actually heard Esther Hicks. And I'm like, oh, that's what I do. That's it.
You weren't just a big kid in the background with the big mouth like you and I, what our parents thought, right?
Exactly. And then I started professionally doing readings and healings and hypnosis, and it's amazing. So thank you for that question, Carter.
Very fascinating.
Thank you.
Isn't it? Just think of all the things she does. So I want to go back to a message that I received from my grandmother with the potatoes.
Yes, grandma with the potatoes, sitting there peeling them.
I'm telling you, that's all she likes to do is sit there and watch, and she peels potatoes. And so, you know, the one message that she did, I think it was her or my mom, but it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. I'm sorry. She says it does matter. is that every step that I took and every step that I will be continuing to take had a lot to do with the information she was able to bring through you. So the one thing that she says right now, thank you for listening to us.
Oh, well, you know, she's welcome. And you would have ended up on this path anyway, because we all have a destiny. And it's just easier when we have that guidance and those words that lead us in that direction. And I'm just really grateful that she did work through me. I absolutely am. Yeah. That's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
And then you had to deal with my dad.
Well, your dad is he just has a different personality, very strong, very like matter of fact, very, this is the way it needs to be done.
Right. And if it wasn't for his messages, things would not be where they're at today either.
Right. Yeah.
Even though you say it would have been done. Right. Anyway, because we all have this destiny. We all have soul agreements.
Right.
But I was in such an area where I was cocooned in my life. You know, I literally did not come out of my house for, 3.5 months, something like that. I would call Teresa. I would call you. But I wasn't really calling a lot of people. You know, I had to take care of me. And I don't mind that happened. We only have a couple minutes before break. But every time that I would sit there and think about things, I would remember the messages that you would give me.
Nice.
And that's what got me through it. And, you know, and things that Teresa would say and other people would say to me that were talking to me. And it wasn't that I didn't want to talk to anybody. I couldn't. I had to heal like you told me. You know, that was one thing, you know, that of guidance that you received, you gave me. And, it means so much to me that you're here today. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about all your abilities and your TV shows and everything else.
Absolutely. I would love that. And let's talk a little bit also about why they come through like that in those times.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more Silver Gaia Radio and Tony Green and myself.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Tony, before we went to break, we're talking about all the different things that you had to go through, I went through. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you went through to get to where you're at?
Okay, so do you mean my third near-death experience?
Yes.
I had been, I was in the middle of a transition, a life transition. And a lot of people are unaware. You can go with the flow or you can go with the rocky water and be smashed against the rocks if you're not going to go with the flow. I call it by choice or by force. And we're given these opportunities to make these choices to get in alignment with what we're supposed to be doing, what we want to be doing. And if we don't, we have some big thing come in that helps shakes us up and then puts us in the right place. So for Bree, for you, you know what your last one was, and I know what my last one was. Mine was making the choice to assist a magician. Mm-hmm. And I have to be clear about this. I never even made it to a show to be an official magician's assistant because during a practice, the magician lost his balance and took me down under him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm really happy I could cushion his fall.
And you're only 5 foot nothing and weigh hardly anything. So you do good cushioning, by the way.
So, and he was 6 foot something, probably 200 some pounds. It was awesome. I'm so happy I could be there for him. but my head hit the cement, bounced up, and hit again.
Right.
And it's very bizarre. This was definitely a life choice. I had the choice to stay or go at this point because if I would have gone down, if I would have gone directly backwards, there was a table there and I would have been decapitated. I would have gone down and only my head would have hit that table and there would have been no surviving that with his weight on top of me. But I went down in his direction, which I landed on the cement. And then when he jumped up off of me, he twisted off of my ankle. So I needed surgery and 13 pins and 2 plates later. But in the interim, and this is, you know, in the beginning, I was really angry about this. He and his wife stood in the garage arguing for 3 hours while I lied on the cement. And in the beginning, right, that's the first reaction you have. Who the heck does that?
Call 911.
Exactly. Don't fight about what just happened.
Wow.
Get somebody there to help. And they were very unaware that I had a head injury because his wife just kept looking at me and yelling, "Get up, get up." And I couldn't even move. The vertigo or the vibration was so strong. And then I just beat it out and I started to go home. I started to go up the tunnel. And not being my first trip back, I used to go there a lot as a child. I consciously decided that I would not go. Uh-huh. I was going up the tunnel, seeing people, saying goodbye. And this is so important for people to know. It's a beautiful thing.
When you're going
home, you could care less about anything. You could, you don't have those thoughts that you do, like, oh, my car, my house, I'm going to lose my money. You don't have, that just is non-existent. Even people that you might have not been communicating with, like one of my sisters, she and I don't communicate. We just have opposite personalities. I love her, but you know, communication is difficult for us. And on the way out, I was like, hey, sis, like, love ya. Just like, so blissed out about it. But the one thing that brought me back was my two dogs. I saw my two dogs and I said, hold up, wait a minute. You know, I was like, no, not happening. And in that moment, I had a flash that would have seemingly taken 2 or 3 minutes in reality, but in that space, time, place that I was took a matter of less than a second of each person in my family getting my dogs. And I said, I can't go because I don't come from a family that like nurtures pets. And so I said, I can't go. They won't love these dogs the way they're supposed to be loved. Mm-hmm. And I was like instantly slammed back into my body. Right. And at this point, I have to tell you, this is a very interesting thing. I was lying on the cement and the back of my head got really cold. And my thought process was, this was before I started going through the tunnel. My thought process was, oh, I'm bleeding out. This is what it feels like to bleed out. Like, because the back of my head was cold, I assumed I hit my head and I was bleeding. And then I was like, oh, you know, I feel like, this is what's like, I was very aware of the stages of what happens when a person's dying. Like, oh, this is happening now. Okay. So that's what it feels like for that. And very matter of fact, because I clearly was not in my body at that time, I was separated. That's why I couldn't get up either. So then when I made that conscious decision, it reversed the bleed out. It reversed the things that happened. I was slammed back into my body. And after 3 hours of lying there, that's the first time I felt the pain of the accident.
Oh my gosh.
First, you know,
that's just wild.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden I was like, holy, everything. This
Aren't you glad we have to follow FCC rules right now? We can't say the words we want to say. Yeah. But Tony, I want to get to something because you brought something up.
Yeah.
And so as this near-death experience happened to you, and it's very serious what happened to you, but it enlightened you in so many ways. So it's not something that we ever regret. So when I had my stroke and I called you.
Yeah.
And I was headed to the hospital and I don't remember calling you. It was like, you know, it was like, I don't know how I parked. I remember that you were there. And then all of a sudden, I just know that somebody took my phone and I was put into a room right away.
Right.
You know, but you and I've talked about it. So actually, you know, I know at that time, during that time, that was my near-death experience. A part of me had to leave. Yeah. And the part that was crying on the phone, you said, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I can't handle it. Was that part had to leave. And she left. But, you know, and then the walk-in came in on me on that day. And I remember they couldn't get my blood pressure down with all the morphine. They used my Xanax. They were using Adderall or whatever it is to bring it down even more, right? And they got me in the MRI and I fell asleep in the MRI, you know. And I'm going, and as they do the MRI, this is after a few hours, right? And I'm going, okay, take this thing off top of me because I'm ready to go home. I want to stay.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty wild because a friend of mine came to visit me. And I said, I looked at her and I go, I don't know her. Oh, it's her higher self I'm seeing right now.
Right.
You know? And so all these different things were happening. But I want to thank you for being on the phone with me while I was driving my car. Lord knows how I got in my car and drove.
Well, I'm going to tell you, angels love driving. They really do. Angels love driving our cars.
It was like, he had to have been driving that car because it was parked perfect. My husband said it didn't even look like nothing was wrong. It was parked perfect and everything was fine. So whichever angel decided to drive my car, I guess they had fun.
You know, there are, I know we only have a couple moments until break, but I want to tell you, angels do their best work in traffic and driving situations. If you've ever been in a car accident or seen a car accident, you can literally see the slow motion effect of the angels minimizing damage for the people involved. Absolutely. That is where they really, that is one of the places they really shine, but they're angels, so they just shine every place.
I know. Sometimes with me, it's like when I want to get through traffic, say, angels, now help me. You know,
they know. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's hilarious and stuff. But, you know, like I said, this is a celebration for you. You know, even though we're bringing up things that I went through this month and why I'm back, but then mainly it needs to be celebrated. You know, we have to take a break here in about a minute, but things I want people to know about you is very personal that I'm bringing out. And it's not just me you help. You help hundreds of other people, whether they call into your shows, whether they're watching, you know, on the radio show, whether they're watching the TV programs or reading your books from that are available on Amazon and other places that you have your books at. You know, all the things that you do to help people. This is a celebration of life for you today.
Well, thank you, Bree. And I really do appreciate that. I'm so grateful for you dedicating this time. But I always say I take no credit. The fact that I'm an empty vessel they can work through is, I don't know if that's anything to brag about.
That is something to brag about. We're going to talk about that when we come back, why we became empty vessels.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Tony, we're talking about empty vessels.
Yes.
When I came back out of the MRI, and luckily I had a doctor that was metaphysical, and I said, I'm staying on planet. Mm-hmm. And she understood exactly what I meant. My blood pressure dropped back down. I was fine. But emotionally, so I had to go through all four parts of the body. So the physical had to heal, the emotional had to heal, the spiritual and the mental. And we had to become this empty vessel with your near-death experience, my experience of having a stroke, to be that empty vessel. So these abilities and these amazing, wonderful gifts, so we can be a conduit for the masters to run their energy through us. Otherwise, we're really not in full form in light.
Right.
Do you know what I mean by that?
I do. And, you know, I always say there are a number of people who do this work and do it. They have their own way of doing it. And I truly believe that intention is everything. And prior to coming into this existence, we have that knowing and intention. And when we get here, we fight that because it's not the norm. It's not, being a psychic is not like being a doctor. Nobody says, I want my daughter to grow up and be a psychic medium so people can think she's crazy and possibly get her locked in a loony bin or, you know, nobody says that. There's so much fear and so much, just so much fear around it and so much false and negative beliefs surrounding this, which is part of the reason I do the TV shows and the radio show to help say, look, this is just, everybody has this. We're normal. This is our intuition. We're born with it. We're born into it. But some people get it like scared out of them. No, that's an imaginary friend. They're not real. You need to stop believing that. Or people come to me and tell me when they were 6 and 7 is when their beliefs or their mediumship, let's just call it, ended because they were seeing people in their bedroom at night and that fear shut it out because they couldn't handle it. They didn't know who these people were.
Right. Yeah. The one thing I want to say is that's so true. I've told so many people the same statement. You know, as children, we come in innocent with all of the abilities until somebody takes that from us, every one of them. Till something happens tragically, or our parents say, you know, oh, that, quit believing. That's just a fake friend. You know, quit trying to baby your doll. It's not real. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But one thing is right now, I've said it. I did a show yesterday that I was asked to be on. And I'm going to say it again. In this lifetime, there is no more room for fear. Get rid of it.
Right.
Throw your ego out of your head. Put her in the car, him or her. Put her in the garage. You can live without your ego for a while. You don't have to have it in constantly.
Right.
Because if you keep living with that fear, you're not going to go forward. Quit looking back at past problems. You know, come forward. So the one thing is while I was going through that, I did not know I had the soul agreement with Mother Mary and Master Jesus. You know that as much as I did. You know, it was a surprise, except for when she came to me in 2013 and asked me, would I be her voice and would I learn this healing technique? I had no idea about Master Jesus coming in, but I did not know the extent of healing that I was going to have to go through. I thought I took care of all my problems. Yeah.
Don't we all?
Dr. You know, that's Bree didn't take care of half of them.
You know what?
You know, I got to say it that way. Because they think we're on the radio or we're on television shows and we still have our stuff we have to take care of.
Right.
To be a clean, pure vessel for them.
Yeah. And, you know,
and if we don't, we get smacked up a couple of times above the head, or I get phone calls from you.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to say what I have a 4 books, and the first words in them are the ever evolving journey. Mm-hmm. In this life, what people don't understand, they think they make mistakes. They think they did something wrong. No, we're just evolving. We're learning and growing. And we can never, ever fail. Never, right. ever fail. And as long as we keep evolving, as long as we keep, as if we would look at everything in life that has happened as a lesson rather than a mistake, how much more peaceful and happy would we be as a person? Would our work environments be? Would our family life be? Would the universe be? But instead, we're brought up with, we're either right or wrong, naughty or good. So we take that into adulthood, not realizing we can leave that childhood stuff behind, those right. childhood titles. And then when we get to adulthood, instead of our parents telling us, you were bad, you were wrong, that was stupid, we start saying it in our own head to reaffirm right. what we learned as a child. But if we could take that mind speak and change it to, well, that was a very interesting lesson, and now I'm going to choose that I have learned that lesson, whether it be with money, partners, with work, and I've learned this lesson. This is what I've taken away from it. Now I'm going to move on to the next one, because we are not done learning. We are never done learning.
Correct. The one thing that I said the other day is, once you learn that lesson or that experience we had to go through, do not look back at it again.
Right.
Because
right.
the more you look back at it, the more you're bringing it forward again.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like if we look back at a lesson because we haven't learned the significance of it. If we understand, let me put it this way. Instead of saying learned, let me use the word understand. If we understand why we went through what we went through, and I'll give you a perfect example, and no names will be mentioned to protect the innocent and the not so innocent. here's a perfect example. I was with one radio station where I started off, and the two people that ran that radio station, I absolutely loved them. Somebody came along and said, hey, you should do this radio station. And I said, I love where I am, but this other opportunity was a lot less expensive. So I mm-hmm. said, I'm going to go with the one that's less expensive. Well, I heard in the transfer, you won't be here long. You're going to be doing this on your own. So I'm going along, and things were they were just not smooth at that second radio station. They were not smooth. Uh-huh. It was not my frequency or my energy. So then I transferred, and whatever happened there, I then started producing my own show, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, I can look back and be angry or upset, but I understand that the universe was working for a much higher purpose, that going from the first station to the second was a necessary. Otherwise, I would still be with the first station, and I wouldn't be producing my own show. And knowing my numbers of how many listeners I have and how much this and how much that, and that's really gratifying to me personally. Not everybody wants to be in those shoes, but as long as I can look at that lesson with understanding uh-huh. right. and gratitude instead of regret and anger, then I can move forward, upward, and evolve, which is right. the point of everything we go through.
That's so true. We have to evolve.
Absolutely.
And not look back. I don't look back at them anymore. I've been told not to.
Okay.
And with the, you know, because I already learned the lesson, let's just say, or yes. I experienced it. I don't need to keep looking back. Right. Do they show themselves in other ways? Yes. Through my clients or people I'm talking to, or whatever. It shows another way. And
right,
where,
right.
But this is where the good part is where I'm able to say, well, this is what I did. Because you can't use somebody else's experience, a client that we work with or whatever. That's against, you know, all universal laws. But at least we can say, this is what I did to change the situation now.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
We have 3 minutes left. And one, two, three. Are we that far along already? Wow. Okay. So we got 3 minutes left. Tony, I want to know. Is there any messages from my family before we go?
Yes, is there one more segment? I thought we had one more segment.
We do.
Oh, good, good, good. Yes, there are messages from your family. Of course, they're all here. They've been here for the whole show, and they're
standing behind you. It's like, okay, I'm gonna say something.
Except for your mom, who is right here in like. Kind of in front of me on my left side. They're like around my left and into the back. But yeah, they're which one of them had head pain in the end? Which one of them had
my mom.
Okay, because my head is like aching and I'm like, okay, I know you're here. So that would be her. And she is wanting to give you some messages. When we come back, we can definitely do some great messages from them. And I think your mom, your grandma, and your dad are each going to speak, and they're going to be giving you messages about your new venture and where that's going to go and how that's going to be for you.
Okay. We got one more minute, but you know what? Let's take a break now, and we're back with more with Tony Green and Silver Guy Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So here we go. My mom, my grandmother, my dad are with Tony. I've been able to see my dad, my grandmother, and somebody else just popped into the on your right-hand side, Tony. Actually, we're in kind of a very blue color. Wow.
That's who I call my Orby. That's my angel or my orb that's always with me. Yeah.
She's actually beautiful.
Yeah. Stunning, isn't it? Yeah.
All right.
I used to talk to her, and yeah, it's really amazing. But let's get to your parents because we don't have a lot of time. Now, the first thing I want to say is these messages come through me. They are not from me. You don't always hear what you want, but you get what you need. Right. Some people call me tell it like it is Tony, but it's not me. It is their loved ones. So I'm just going to get started. And the first thing I'm hearing is mom, mom, mom. This is coming from mom. Get it together. Get on the go and don't look back. Oh, you're right. They do tell you don't look back. She is saying don't look back in the way of trying to going back to the way you used to do the work and setting up shop. Move forward. Don't look back in the way of trying to make what was in the past relevant in the present and the future. She is definitely saying there's a new path being forged. You need to get on it. You need to stay on it. And you need to be practical. Ooh, that is
a mom statement if I ever heard it.
That is a mom word. She is saying, hone down and head out.
All right.
Everything doesn't need to be grandiose. You need to be grandiose. It's not what's surrounding you. It's what's coming out of you that matters. Wow, she is talking like your dad. Very stern today.
She is, but she always was very stern.
She also wants to tell you, let go of the trivial and the let go of the trivial and the.
We'll come back. German. If it comes out German.
I don't know the word. We're going to come back to it. We're just going to come back to it. It'll fly out in a minute. She is saying, don't be high flying. Be
myself.
Be grounded and be going. Don't worry about how everything looks. Worry about how it feels and get in there and get it done. Okay. Now, Dad is going to come right in. They realize that the time is limited, so they're going to go one to the other.
Oh wow!
Nope. Grandma. She's sitting next to me and she's peeling those potatoes. And she is saying, I hope you laugh at this. She's peeling her potatoes and she's saying, it's time to get it together and get on the move. She's saying, we've all worked very long and hard for this to come to fruition. So don't stop. Once this is like the launching point, the takeoff point, don't be hesitant for more offers that come in, but don't push for more offers to come in. It will happen naturally and congruently. Don't make it haste. Allow to do the first one, see what worked, capitalize on that. I like that word, but then let go of what didn't work. Strategically plan every 3 to 4 months. Strategically plan every 3 to 4 months. Okay, and Dad is saying enough, enough, enough. I'm in. And he is saying...
Here comes the boss.
Okay. And you did get this message before. I remember it, and they're repeating it. Uh-huh. Tread lightly. Don't be pushed over. Don't be bulldozed, but tread lightly. Don't go in like a force of nature. And don't, compromise your outcome and integrity.
That will never happen.
Well, for some reason, they're giving you the message. So
right. No, I'm just letting them know that will never happen anymore.
Well, sometimes we get into situations where we really have to take a step back, take a breath, and then reassess and start again, okay? So let me just quickly finish here before I don't want to run out of time. So Dad is also saying, Dad is saying, don't make hasteful decisions. Be practical. There should be more coming in than going out, and make sure that that's the case. Plan ventures far enough in advance so that, you know, that the marketing can really saturate. You can saturate with marketing. Make sure that you are as concerned with the outcome for each person as you are for every other aspect. And, I'll tell you that off air. He said that it's okay to tell you that off air.
Okay, thank you.
He is saying, just because off air. Okay. Boy, he wanted to slide it in another way.
My dad is all business. Yeah. He was all business, so.
And he doesn't mince words. And this is something that shouldn't be said on air, I don't
think. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
He wants you to know that all of them are going to be there with you, integrating statements and work, and he's going to be doing the contractual end of things, and your grandmother is like, I'm just going to be peeling the potatoes.
That was her favorite thing, to peel potatoes.
She's like, she is so cool. She is just sit back, like just peeling those potatoes. She says, you should try it. It's such a great stress relief to just peel away the problems. It's a great thinking. It's like, it was like her meditation. It's the way she could sit down and think and get, resolve things and get to that point. So she also wants to say then your mom is going to be integrating intellectual conversations. So if there's a public speaking point, don't worry, your mother will be there helping with that. But your father's going to keep everything on point, getting you where you need to be, how you need to be there, and making sure those contractual agreements are lived up to. And then some.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for not bringing us the personal stuff. One more?
They love you. They love you.
I love them too. You know, I don't miss them anymore. They're always with me.
Yeah.
And I finally got to that point with your help. And, you know, I wish that we should do another show.
Yeah,
so you can be able to hear all the things that you can tell people, and we'll have them call in. We got a couple minutes before we have to leave, you know, and end the show. But Tony, I so want to thank you. I love you. You came on as a guest, and we created this great friendship, you know, and things that you have told me have come true. I've made it. You know, I made it to the soul agreements. I did what I'm supposed to do. Like I said, the one with Master Jesus, that was a little unexpected, but that's okay. And I'm very happy about that, you know, that I'm able, not happy. I don't want to say I'm honored and I'm humbled and I'm proud, you know, to be this light being and a vessel divine. We're all divine beings, animals, people. We are all divine beings. And to be chosen to do this, I'm not the only one being chosen. There's other people that are chosen. You know, essence of Master Jesus and Mother Mary are all over the place. But this is now, so we got 1 minute left. I want to get this in here real quick. We've gone from our crystalline body. We've gone into the golden body. Guys, get ready for the light body. God is blessings, everyone. And we'll all see you next week. And before I forget, see you in Palm Desert this weekend for this one-time event only. I'm going to do for love offerings, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves February 17th, and I'm so excited. And I hope you guys all had a happy Valentine's Day. Goddess blessings. See you next week.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, the Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.